that's the way. An open road and a road that's hit. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. And a path not taken. A choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awaken to a brand new life.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon.
Will you can the cutlets and serve the grub?
Coming forthwith, my lady.
Ah, pancakes
and sausage.
What's the matter? Sausage is no good?
Oh, yeah, sure. Sausage, no matter how often it is served, Monday through Friday, it's always a treat. Sausage.
Good morning, all.
Good morning, Angela.
Oh, Tony, what feast do you have planned for my client dinner?
Oh, have no fear, Angela. I'll think of something brilliant by Friday.
Tony, the dinner's Wednesday.
This Wednesday? Are you sure you told me it was this Wednesday?
Twice.
Oh, God, I can't get it together by then. You know, I have midterms this whole week and two on Thursday.
Hey, Tony, don't worry about it. If you're under that kind of pressure, we'll just have it catered or make it a buffet.
Oh, Angela, I hate buffets and I hate catered food. I hate taking shortcuts.
I hate sausage.
Let's see, I know what I'll do. I'll cancel my dental appointment, I'll farm out the laundry, and I'll postpone that teachers association meeting. Yeah, like, lucky it's a light week, you know.
Jonathan, forget it. I am not driving you to school. It is too embarrassing.
Ha, you think that's embarrassing? Your head looks like they used it to mop up an oil slick.
Hey now, come on. We promised we were not going to make fun of Samantha's new hair color. Even though she didn't clear it with her father, and he has serious doubts about it, but he's too big to mention it.
Well, I'm not.
Why are you embarrassed to drive him to school?
Because yesterday, when I drove it to school, it decided to turn to Nancy and impress her by drinking cranberry juice through its nose.
All right, Sam, that's it. Enough bickering. I'm sick and tired of hearing you argue with it. I mean...
Did you learn how to drink juice through your nose?
Grandma.
In some cultures, it is an art. Come on, sluggo. I'll drive you to school. Maybe we'll stop for breakfast.
Hey. No cranberry juice.
Thank you, Mother. At least we don't have to listen to them squabble over every little thing.
Oh, it's not every little thing. Just his very existence.
Oh, like you're so cool.
Out.
Well, I have to go decootify my car.
What is going on between them? I don't know. Maybe it's because they go to the same school this year. Maybe what we've got here is a classic case of sibling rivalry.
I don't think so.
Why not?
They're not siblings.
Well, that's true. Tony, they live together like their brother and sister. Maybe our irregular relationship is confusing them.
Our relationship is not irregular.
Well, maybe we're making the people around us irregular. You know what I mean. I just think we have to do something about this before it really gets out of hand.
What? Move before they come home from school?
No, I think Samantha and Jonathan have to talk to someone, a professional.
Oh, you mean like therapy? Oh, gee, Angela,
Tony, please, let me finish. I know what you're going to say. You're going to say that I'm projecting my compulsive need for therapy, which has spanned the better part of two decades, onto the children. But I sincerely
Please, relax. I agree with you on this one.
You do?
Yes.
Well, that is so enlightened.
Angela, not for nothing, but, you know, I have widened my horizons during my college years. I am attuned to the life of the mind. I'm a man-child in the world of ideas. I'm a pioneer chopping down the forest of provincial thought. Big meat?
What I don't understand is why I'm here.
Mother, when children are having a problem, often the therapist wants to see the entire family. When there is a problem with any one member of the unit, you must examine the fabric of the entire patchwork and slowly restitch the quilt of love.
What a crock. I am not part of this problem.
You may be, Grandma.
Shut up.
That was a very productive session.
Oh, you really think so, Doc?
Absolutely. In a couple of weeks, you're going to be completely over that insatiable redhead who ruined your life.
Thanks, Doc.
Hi, I'm Dr. Burrell. Are we all ready?
Yes, we're very ready. I think this is going to be a great experience for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Dibs on the primal scream.
Please have a seat. Don't worry, that's just a couch. It's not the couch. Okay, based on what Angela told me on the phone, you must be Mona and Samantha and Jonathan, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm late, Doc. But the car got stuck in the shop, and I had to stop by the dry cleaners. Don't worry, they got that spot out. Hi, Doc, what's up? Get it? What's up, Doc?
You must be Tony.
Oh, well, my reputation precedes me, huh?
Tony, sit down. Purge your brains out. We're on the meter here.
Tony, don't worry. That's just a couch. It's not the couch.
What a lame joke, huh?
Well, why are you all here?
Dr. Burrell, Samantha and Jonathan are in the same school this year, and we just thought maybe they weren't getting enough space. I spent 20 years in therapy. Not consecutively.
That's very interesting. One of the ways that we break the ice here is we do a little role playing. I mean, that is if the experts all agree.
Oh, yes, I think that's right.
Thank you. Let's try it.
We make up a scene, and then everyone plays someone else in the family. That gives me a very good idea of how the family operates. Tony, you really don't need to take notes.
Oh, I'm not taking notes, Doc. You see, I just remembered I have to pick up these garbanzo beans for this dinner that Angela's throwing, you know. And you know when you got a million things to do and something pops into your mind, you got to write it down before it pops right out. Gee, it popped right out.
Garbanzo bean.
Boy, Doc, you are a good listener.
Tony, why don't we start the role playing with you? Would you do Angela, say, at breakfast this morning?
I'll give it a shot, Doc. I'm not sure I can do it, but... good morning, Tony. Here's the menu for tonight's dinner. Guests arrive at 7:06. You must have drinks done by 7:10. Hors d'oeuvres at 7:19, and dinner is served at 8:01. You must stop by the dry cleaners and pick up my dress, and don't forget to have the car service this afternoon. Oh, and by the way, when I was in the sixth grade, I went to camp and I lost an earring, so if you have a chance between classes, could you drain Lake Michigan and see if you can find it? Thank you. Gotta run.
Wow, that was fun.
Yes, I have gotten a little bossy since I took on the Henderson and Mitchell account. But normally, I am a very generous and loving employer.
You're not generous with me, and there's not much loving for him.
Mona.
Now, who would like to go next?
I want to be Sam. You're mine. I am so cool. I am the coolest kid at Fairfield High, and I'm never driving you anywhere, you ugly little toad.
I never call you ugly.
Oh, so you don't think I'm ugly?
Of course I do. Never call you that.
Jonathan, how do you feel when Samantha won't drive you to school?
Lousy. I'm in high school now, and I want her to start treating me like an adult.
Then stop using your nose for a juice dispenser.
Good, good, good. Now we're getting somewhere. You know, we're digging down deep.
Oh, I mean, if you agree, Doctor, you're the doctor.
And then when I was 14, I realized I was different from the others.
Angela, that's fascinating, but don't you think we should get back to the children?
Oh, of course.
So what I'm hearing here is that sometimes, Jonathan, you embarrass Samantha. And sometimes, Samantha, you humiliate Jonathan, which means that you're behaving like normal siblings.
Do you mean he's like a brother to me?
Yep.
That is so gross.
Hey, you should see my brother. Now, there is a little more pressure on both of you because you're in the same school, so a period of adjustment is perfectly natural. I think Angela was right.
Oh, thank you. Dr. Chomsky said I have a great deal of psychological insight.
He was our veterinarian.
And all your joking around is really a wonderful coping mechanism. You're obviously a very loving family.
Well, I tried to set a tone.
Dr. Pearl, when do we need to see you again?
Oh, let's let a little time go by and see how things go.
Oh, hey, yo, oh, hey, Dr. Pearl, you are good, you are good. It's like Mrs. Freud said to Sigmund, you ought to raise your rates. Hey, right after we leave. All right, what do you say, gang? Let's go, huh? Oh, boy, it's 4 o'clock. I still got time to get to the butcher. Come on. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, that can't be right, because if it's 4 o'clock, I just missed my history exam.
Tony, it's 4 o'clock.
Oh, Angela, how could I have made an appointment when I had an exam?
Don't worry about it. Maybe you can take a makeup exam.
I have no time to take a makeup exam, Angela. What am I going to do?
Tony, based on what I've seen here, it seems to me you've got a lot going on in your life right now. And if you continue at this pace, you could burn yourself out. If you're so inclined, I would really like to recommend continued therapy for you.
Therapy? Me?
Hey, need some help?
Hi, Angela. Look, I know what you're here, and I'm going to save you a little time, you know. I don't think I'm going to go back for any more therapy.
But the other morning, you were all for it.
I know, but that was for the family, you know. Look, I don't get headaches. I don't get stomach aches. I don't go to shrinks, you know.
Tony, when I was a senior in high school, I had a very rough time. I was under a lot of pressure to get into a good college. I wasn't dating, and I had a weight problem.
Oh, so that was the first time you went for therapy?
No, I went to therapy a year later when I was a freshman in college.
Well, what was your problem then?
I was under a lot of pressure to get good grades. I still wasn't dating, and I had an even bigger weight problem.
Oh, so you're telling me that if I put this off, I could have even bigger problems and possibly get fat?
Something like that.
Now look, Angela, I know that therapy is a wonderful thing, and it does great things for a lot of people, but tell you the truth, I really can't see myself sitting in a room talking to another person about me.
Tony, you said you were open to new ideas, new experiences.
Angela, look, where I come from, you work things like this out for yourself.
I know. I think that might be the problem.
All right, ladies, let's take our seats, please, and we'll begin. Now let's see. Last week we left off with.
Oh, hi, Doc. Sorry I'm late. Oh, I'm sorry. Just let me know when you're finished.
No. You're right on time, Tony. This is the group I wanted you to join.
Really?
Absolutely. Have a seat.
Okay.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
Everyone, this is Tony Micheli. He works as a housekeeper, he goes to college, and he's raising a teenage daughter.
Oh, my.
Tony, welcome to my group for Supermom Burnout.
Bye, girls.
Wait, this is a good group for you.
Come on, I mean, who do I look like here, Florence Henderson? No, I don't think this is a good group for me.
Why don't you just take a seat and see how it goes? You don't have to participate unless you feel comfortable. Who knows? You might surprise yourself and relate to what's being said.
I feel like I'm retaining a ton of water here.
Hi, I'm Sonia.
Hi.
Homemade cookie.
Gee, thanks. Man, that's pretty good texture. What is that, is that butter or margarine?
Yogurt.
Wow.
All right, let's start with Lisa. How is that job doing at the law firm, Lisa?
Great. I got fired.
Oh, what? Really?
Oh, what a shame. But I'll bring over a casserole.
Oh, you know what? I have a great tuna noodle recipe. We'll talk.
Oh, great. Okay. Now,
It's okay. I've decided to open up a practice in my house. This way, I'll get to see more of my husband and kids.
Aha, you're sorting out your priorities.
Hey, good. Way to go, Lisa.
Boy, Ed and I had some fight last night.
Tell us, Rosie, what happened?
Okay, well, after a long day at work, I picked up the kids at the daycare center, came home and got yelled at because I forgot he was bringing friends home for dinner. And His Majesty doesn't like having to order out, so he whined all night.
It sounds like my husband.
Mine too.
Oh, well, Angela would never do anything like that. She's the best husband a guy could have.
Anyway, it wasn't all bad, actually. After Ed ate his pizza, he decided he needed to work it off, and we had a terrific night of sex.
Well, maybe Angela's not the best husband a guy could have.
Hey, you, new guy. Housekeeper, college student, husband named Angela? I mean, what's your story?
Well, there's really not that much to tell. I go to college to improve myself. I keep house for a living, and, Angela's not my husband. She's my boss.
Oh, this sounds juicy.
Tony, why don't you tell everybody the reason you came today?
Well, between college and the kids and the house.
You're being pulled in every direction.
Right.
And things are slipping through the cracks.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you're having dreams where you're locked in a photo booth and all the pictures of you are overexposed and you keep trying to scream but you can't because leprechauns are dancing on your tongue.
No.
Celia, that's very interesting. We will take this up in your private session. Tony, one of the things that everyone here in common has is difficulty in saying no.
Tell me about it.
But I say no all the time. I mean, when Sam wants extra allowance, I say no. I mean, when she wants a break curfew, I say no.
What if she wanted her blouse ironed?
Well, I'll do that for her, you know.
Or if she needed to eat late.
I whip her something up, you know.
What if she needed her skirt hemmed?
Oh, I'm good at that.
Tony, you're one of us.
Tony, you're a super mom. You're a homemaker who spreads herself or himself too thin. Some of us get into it because we're perfectionists. Some of us get into it because we need to be needed. But the end result is the same for all of us. We all risk burning out.
Well, gee, Doc, that's a great speech, really, but... What's the cure?
The cure starts with us. We have to take time for ourselves. It's not our loved ones' fault that we can't say no. Sometimes a dish has to go unwashed, a bed has to go unmade.
Well, gee, Doc, I don't know if I can do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Sam, I gotta use the phone.
Don't rush me.
My phone calls are just as important as yours are.
Don't push me, Jonathan, because
hey,
I will take your face and...
Michael Rowe, you're special. Hallelujah.
Hey, gang. Well, what's going on here? What's going on?
Nothing. We're just enjoying each other's company.
I may be a little nuts, but I'm not stupid.
Tony, we just ate another load down to the basement.
Oh, come on, guys. You really don't have to do this. I had a great session today, and I'm ready to dive back into life.
Oh, that's wonderful. Dive into these.
Tony, that's great. When do you see Dr. Burrell again?
I don't think I have to, Angela. You know, today I feel like I had a great weight lifted off my chest. You know, I learned how to say no today. And I also learned that I have to take more time for myself. Hey, but that doesn't mean that you guys can't ask me to do things for you.
Are you sure, Dad?
Absolutely.
Well, my car could use a tune-up.
You got it.
And I could use help with my math homework.
Hey, no problemo.
And the dishwasher is stuck in the rinse cycle. Do you think you could check it out?
I'd love to, Angela, but no. See, what I mean is, I think we should call a qualified repairman. After all, I do know my limits. Now, if you don't mind, I think I'll go upstairs and relax in an herbal bath. Yes, it's me time. You know, but a repairman, you know what I mean? Who wants to go for the money, you know? I could fix it in a half an hour, I'll save you a bundle, all right? Jonathan, get your math book. And Sam, pull the car out to the driveway. Mona, your laundry's like done, baby, like done. And by the way, while I'm in here, call Dr. Burrell. Tell him I'll be there next week. Maybe twice.
This is Dr. Herbert Walden with the Helpline. Is the next caller there? You're on the air live.
Look, I got a problem. I'm in love with my boss. You see, she and I are from different worlds, and although we've become very close friends over the past few years, in fact, even our kids get along. Anyway, I got it bad for her, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, Tony.
So what do you think, Doc? Do I marry her? Do I forget about her? Or what? I never listen to them shows. Too many weirdos, you know?